It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Today, reporter Nathan Eagle has a story about a desperate race, a race to save a handful of native songbirds. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, on your website, the story has bird songs, bird calls embedded in the story. Let's take a listen. Okay, so what can you tell us about these lovely songbirds?
Well, what you're hearing there is a Nihoa miller bird on the tiny little island of Laysan. You know, that's several hundred miles northwest of where we are right now. And it's one of the rarest birds in the world. But we captured that audio and some of those photos on a trip there last year.
Really cute photos. What a cute bird.
They're super cute. They're adorable. And they hop around. They're not so great at flying, so they spend a lot of the time in the Naupaka looking for bugs and things like that. But quite a success story in terms of not just preserving them, but actually that population is starting to expand a little bit.
So what's involved in this success story?
Well, for the Nihoa miller bird, I mean, the name Nihoa is one sign right there. It's native to Nihoa, which is a few hundred miles away, and they're still found there too. But what they did to try to ensure this species' survival is translocated it over to Laysan. So it's kind of a backup home, if you will.
And so this isn't the only species of bird that we're talking about, right? There's a couple more.
There are. There's the Laysan finch, which we have some photos of too, and the Nihoa finch. It looks similar. Each of those lives on their respective islands, and maybe one or two others for the Laysan finch. They're running into similar problems, though, as the Nihoa miller birds. You know, that's lack of much habitat, threatened habitat, because of climate change primarily. You know, Laysan, for instance, is just a few feet above sea level, so one big storm and a couple species could be wiped out.
And there are lots of threats to these little guys, right? I mean, and not just climate change.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when we mentioned translocations just a minute ago, we're talking about trying to find new homes and secondary homes or backup homes for these birds here in the main Hawaiian Islands, places like Lehua or Kaho'olawe or even Oahu and Molokai. But we have a lot of threats here, well beyond climate change. So cats, feral cats, mongoose, rats, and lots of mosquitoes that carry deadly diseases for them.
And it's really amazing, too, because I know we were talking with a Fish and Wildlife Service person, it was the last week, and, you know, they mentioned that I think there's a comeback with the Hawaiian hawk. And I had asked whether they would, you know, relocate the hawk to other islands because it's found primarily on the Big Island. And they said, well, you know, they do attack some of the smaller native birds, you know. So it's just really a complicated solution to saving our birds.
It really is. There's so much going on that needs to happen and needs to happen right. It can work for one species, but not for another. One of the scientists I interviewed kind of joked that, you know, the Laysan finch, they basically can survive off dirt because they eat a lot of bugs or whatever and stuff in the dirt. But the miller bird is a lot more finicky. It needs live birds. So it's not just as easy as bringing one over and everything is great. You have to kind of count for all these different things.
And there's also the weather, because one of the agencies we talked to who was you know, discussing, you know, saving our bird species on these various islands said that I think it was Tinian had a bird that they were, you know, had come back. The population had bounced back. But then they were hit with a super typhoon, and they're going back to check to make sure that the little bird's okay because the habitat's just blown away.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as we discussed before, we saw East Island not too long ago was wiped out overnight. And so they're very concerned if storm has a different kind of path. And, you know, maybe it hits Laysan or maybe it hits Nihoa, one of these other islands where some of these birds are only found in the entire world.
Yeah, that is amazing. Really amazing when you're down to the last few. But thanks so much, Nathan. Interesting story.
Thank you. Thanks.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.